I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
By the way, don't want to just give a cursory mention, but should mention, 20 years ago today, Craig passed. That was a pretty traumatic day in our life.
Sure, definitely was.
And we miss you, brother. And it's, I can't believe it. You know, literally a brother of ours in every sense of the word, except for blood. Passed away in a tragic car accident. In the morning we were doing a show, we got a terrible phone call. We were over at HFS. Changed our lives forever. His wife's forever. I mean, obviously his life's over. His wife's life, I mean, you know, just devastating. So 20 years ago today. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking about the families involved.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
He was 31.
I don't know. Yeah, he was so young.
He was younger. Yeah.
I guess he was a year or two younger than us. Yeah. But anyway, that time to bring the show to Screeching Halt, but just 20 years thinking about
him. Of course, definitely be
brought up.
Of course,
Craig, who we called Crickety, he and Horsey would do our, they were the original movie reviewers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Before anybody knew who BDK was.
Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't, if Craig didn't, actually, Craig dying saved his life.
Right. You always say the junkies saved his life.
If Craig didn't die, there's no chance Kevin McCarthy would exist.
Didn't we send Craig and Tommy to England?
We sent them to England. Yeah. We sent them on a bunch of trips.
Well, boxing match.
And they ruined the whole HBO gig.
Yeah.
No, well, but I think they ruined the whole HBO gig because they started bragging to the HBO executives. HBO would send us to boxing matches all over the country.
Yeah.
JP, me, you know, we would go Vegas, New York, whatever.
First time I ever went to Vegas was courtesy of an HBO boxing
trip. Went to an HBO fight, and I'm not kidding. Whitney Houston got up, and then I was at the Apollo Theater, and some fight. It was like a Roy Jones fight or something. And Whitney Houston got up, and she was clearly out of her mind.
Mm-hmm.
She was only like a few rows in front of me. Yeah. I saw acting crazy.
Tito Trinidad against Sweet Pea Whitaker,
right?
Courtesy of HBO. Also went. We had a great relationship with HBO.
Yeah.
I also went to the first season of Hard Knocks. I went to where Dallas, the Cowboys,
where they had
they had training camp, which was in San Antonio. I went with Cameron Gray. May he rest in peace too.
Oh my God,
it's crazy.
But hold on, let me point this out. When they went to England, we sent them to England for some fight or something.
Yeah.
They started bragging about how they never see the movies, and they're not even the guys on the show.
I can tell you exactly what happened.
They just call in.
Right.
They ruined the whole thing.
They ruined the
whole thing. I heard about it in the book. They were going to a pre-fight party for Prince Nassim Hamed, and they got on an elevator. And happened to be on the elevator, there was an HBO exec. And the guy, you know, we weren't the only show in the country that HBO was sending
to
promote
shows.
These fights.
Right.
So he said something like, "What show do you guys host?" Assuming, you know, they were some duo like Don and Mike. It's Craig and Horsey, right?
Hey, what show do you guys host? Show?
That's exactly the same. We don't host a show. We just go on once a week for a segment.
They couldn't play along. They couldn't play along.
They're so dumb.
they just botched it. Yeah.
Well, Tommy's still dumb. dumb.
He thinks OJ's innocent.
Yeah. Did they ruin the gig for everyone?
Yeah.
HBO promptly cut everything.
All they did was they killed the goose that was laying golden eggs. They went up and they grabbed it by the neck, one in each hand, and
they botched it.
Shook it to death.
But anyway, that was what, I mean, if you listen to the show long enough, you know exactly who Craig was.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's been 20 years.
So 20 years today.
All right, so we'll pivot to the NFL draft. It's Thursday.
Yep. It's here.
And I think most people believe that the Commanders are going to draft Jaden Daniels, although some still believe it's going to be Drake May. The odds have gotten close. Who knows what the odds mean? The odds on FanDuel have moved from like 20-1 to 12-1 for J.J. McCarthy, too. Mm-hmm. That just may be to get bettors money. Adam Schefter from ESPN, NFL Insider, you know, went on a podcast. I should know the name of the podcast. I don't remember the name of the exact podcast, and said, go get your Jaden Daniels jersey.
He said, I think it's safe to go get it, to get the Jaden Daniels t-shirts. Yeah.
But after the Top Golf incident, some people were thinking, hey, because of the stupid emoji that the agent put out there.
So dumb. So dumb to read that much into it.
That Jaden Daniels doesn't really want to come to Washington. Let's play some audio. Is this from Pat McAfee's show?
Yeah, this is Schefter on with McAfee. I think it was on Friday.
All right.
I think it's a situation where, from the outset, Jaden Daniels had an interest in being other places. He just has. Now the interest is, okay, what do the Commanders do about that? Do they, like, there have been plenty of players who have wanted to play elsewhere, and the teams don't care, and they just do what they do. Or if there's a team that wants him, i.e., a team that used to essentially have a coach that worked him in college, like then they have to trade for him.
Right. So he's talking about the Raiders, right? Because Antonio Pierce was there at Arizona State.
And then I believe that very night, or might have been the following day, Schefter kind of walked back his rhetoric on McAfee's show.
Now he walked that one back. He's walking everything back.
Yeah, it's been a bad week or two for Schefter.
Schefter's original podcast statement was on Trap or Dive.
Okay.
So the Trap or Dive podcast says, get your Jaden Daniels jerseys.
Right.
And then this was, I guess, that very night or the following day where he kind of changes his tone.
But Jaden Daniels also knows that he can't control where he goes in this draft, and his opinion doesn't matter where he wants to go. It's all up to the team. And right now, Jaden Daniels is prepared to go wherever he's drafted. Most people still believe it continues to be number two to the Washington Commanders. That still looks to be the favorite spot. But because of some speculation this past week, people wondering whether he would go, whether they would take him, the fact of the matter is Jaden Daniels knows he's not a free agent here. He has to go where he's drafted. And if it does turn out to be Washington, as a lot of people still believe, he's prepared to go to Washington.
Yeah, he has no other choice. If he gets drafted by Washington, he's coming here. And if Peters grades him as the highest guy, no matter how much smoke there is around his goofball agent, you're going to pick him. And this just kind of reinforces it. This is from Kevin Cole, who now works for, I believe, Roto Grinders, used to work for PFF. He said, the Commanders have been highly impressed with Daniels' abilities. They're not alone. One NFL head coach whose team is not in the QB market said he would take Daniels over Caleb Williams, who's expected to be drafted number one by the Bears. Quote, it's a no-brainer to me, the coach said. Jalen looks like the best guy in this draft. Another head coach comped Daniels to Lamar Jackson. His quote was, if you pick Daniels, you're getting Lamar 2.0, but he's further along as a passer than Lamar was when he came out, according to that coach.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a higher grade on him, who cares? Who cares if the agent is, you know, is making, you know, statements or, you know, whatever, saying he doesn't want to be in Washington? Who cares? If he's if you've graded him better than May and better than McCarthy and all the other quarterbacks, you take him. It's not that difficult.
Well, that's what the question I asked you guys earlier is, if you knew a kid really didn't want to be here, but you felt like he was the better prospect, would you still take him?
My answer is, and I would depends say, on your yes. connection, your vibe with the kid.
It depends on how. Yeah, I mean, it depends on how he acts around you.
Yeah, like what if the kid's a dude?
If he's just a punk,
you don't want a douche.
If he's a bad guy or bad character, then I understand you shying away from him.
But if he's not,
or if it's his agent in his ear,
I think you take him. Yeah, you're right.
Did you see Jay Gruden's theory on Twitter?
I saw his wacky.
It's a joke. But he said, no one said who won the Top Golf Challenge. No doubt JJ went for the short targets. Penix Jr. tried the long left and long right targets. Drake hit driver and tried to hit it over the fence. Jaden obviously was on the phone with his agent.
Right. He's just doing shtick.
Yeah.
I will say, I do feel bad for Adam Schefter.
Because
I mean, in the position that he's in.
Anything he says, people take it as gospel.
Right. People think that he knows more than he does, but he's also required to, I guess, kind of have an opinion and start digging around. So ESPN's putting him on air, and he knows he really doesn't have anything because Adam Peters hasn't said anything.
Yeah, Schefter's probably pissed because when he dealt with the Commanders previously with all the leaks and shenanigans in the front office, he probably got a lot more skinny from the guys who were running the show. Now that he's got, like, real adults in the room, led by Adam Peters, they're not giving him anything.
It is a stark contrast between the two regimes because nobody knows anything.
Right.
And now, but now Adam Schefter is basically required to report on something.
Because everybody knows Caleb's going number one.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer. So now, like, I'm sure his boss is like, hey, you better get us some skinny on where the Commanders are going.
Adam Schefter can't go on air and say, look, guys, it's a fortress over there.
Right.
Adam Peters isn't really letting on anything. Mm-hmm. There's no, you can't tell if there's a smokescreen or anything. All of the guys he's hired aren't leaking anything. Mm-hmm. I have no effing idea.
But do you notice?
He can't say that.
No, but you notice that everything that people are saying is from Daniel's camp's perspective.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
So where there's smoke, there's fire. I'm willing to say that. And I even told you, you know, what I had heard a month ago, that the kid didn't really want to come here, but, you know, everyone mocked me. But I didn't care about that. I only cared about what Peter's evaluation was. But you're hearing, right, where there's smoke, there's fire. Something's going on. I'm sure he'd play here. He's not going to sit out. He's going to take the money. But I think it's pretty obvious, for whatever reason, he has other choices ahead of him.
Maybe, but like he could also just be working on the premise that, you know, this is a Dan Snyder-led team, poor ownership. Like, maybe he hasn't gotten the message that there's new ownership here. It's a completely new front office structure.
I mean,
we know the last 30. We know the last 30 years have been bad, but things are on the uptick. You know, there's new blood here.
Possible.
I don't know.
But Matt, like you're saying, you feel bad for Schefter. Schefter's just trying to create a story, right? And that's what ESPN
I don't feel bad for him because he knows what he's doing.
Right, he's trying to create a story.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
But he should just stick to something.
I might be the only person on the planet, and I was telling Mar this, that I legitimately think there's a 25%, 25%, 25%, 25% for Penix, Daniels, May, and McCarthy.
You even think Penix would go that high?
I think it's a 1-in-4 shot. Because if you're listening to everyone, the only people you're listening to are the pundits. The team hasn't said anything or done anything to show that they favor somebody over anyone else, right? They're not doing a private workout with one prospect over another.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you have to treat them pretty equally.
I think you got to favor Jaden Daniels based on the Adam Schefters of the world and others. I think Albert Breer has also suggested that the favorite is Jaden Daniels.
But they're just doing
that
based on...
They have no knowledge, just guessing.
Of him sort of and, by other teams.
And on conversations with other coaches, GMs,
right, yeah,
and
but
people
they
in the
know.
Like.
Yeah, that's what they like. That's not what
Correct,
Adam
but
likes.
I'm saying that's why you would make it a favorite, not equal.
No, I make it dead equal because none of the stuff has come from the Commander's camp. We're just listening to what every
Don't know that.
We're just listening to what every idiot says.
You don't know that.
It seems to come from their perspective. From the Daniels perspective.
And you don't know that Adam Peters is talking to Daniel Jeremiah about how much they like May.
Right.
We have no idea. You're right.
For all we know.
We have no idea.
All we know, he could already have the outline of a deal in place. Say the Vikings are desperate to get Drake May at number two. They love Drake May. They've fallen in love with him. They have to have him. Peters could already have that deal basically in place. And we tune into the draft, and Goodell walks up and says, there's been a trade at the number two spot.
I would be really shocked.
I'd be shocked, too, but like,
I'd be really
we don't know that isn't happening.
Well, of course, we can't predict the future. I get it.
I mean, if
but what's the probability? It's not very high.
Probably less than 10%.
Yeah,
but
it's not very high.
It's a possibility. Like I like the fact that it's a complete curveball as to what they're going to do at number two. I like that there's some mystery around it.
I don't think it's a complete curveball. I think the odds are, I don't agree with his 25%. I think the odds are it's going to be Jaden Daniels.
I think could the odds be wrong, are that too.
But I think that Breer, Schefter, these guys are connected. They hear things. They're not saying that it's definite, but they're saying that this is probably the
likely
outcome.
He's flip-flopping every day.
He hasn't flip-flopped.
He
has not flip-flopped on Jaden Daniels being the pick. What you're telling me, he's flip-flopping. You played the audio. And he wasn't really flip-flopping. He was just kind of adding further detail on whether Jaden would want to play for Washington. That's all. It had nothing to do with who they're actually going to pick. That's all based on the stupid emoji.
I think it's
more than the emoji, dude. There's been smoke about this for, I'm telling you, weeks, months. But it doesn't mean
there's been that much anti-Washington smoke.
But like you said, if they still feel like he's the best prospect, he's the guy for the future at that position, they got to take him.
And we watched the We watched the clip on Nightcap, which is Shannon Sharpe's show with Ocho Cinco, and Jaden seemed quite fine. It was mostly Ocho Cinco talking the whole time about him potentially coming to Washington. Jaden seemed totally cool with it.
Right.
He didn't seem like a jerk, like, I don't want to go play for that team.
Well, he made a point of saying that I'm just happy for whoever calls my name. But he's been coached up on that, I think. He made a point of saying that. And he seemed to, when they mentioned McLaurin and Dotson, he complimented them.
I'm not Mel Kiper, but they talk about Caleb Williams going first. Obviously, he'll be going to the Bears. The Commanders are number two. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking you number two, period. Look at the supporting cast that you have in DC.
They got some dogs over there.
Jahan Dotson, McLaurin. Man, listen, boy. But you're gonna be in heaven. You're gonna be in heaven. I think it's so imperative that you go to the right situation so you have your receiving core. Once you got a receiving core and they're able to build around you and you can just be you. I'm not saying it's gonna be a breeze, but I just know the work you put in because it shows up on film. So the transition from college to NFL is gonna be awesome.
You noticed that's really all he said. He didn't expand on it. He didn't say, "Man, I would love to be in Washington." You know,
Ocho Cinco didn't give him that much of a time.
Have the other prospects said that?
I don't know if they've asked him. I have no idea.
I haven't heard any of the other prospects say
no
that.
No idea.
I mean, has Drake May been asked about playing in Washington?
No, but Daniel's agent basically made it a story.
Correct.
Helped blow it up to what it's become now.
And agents typically don't do stuff like that just willy-nilly.
Right.
In my opinion.
Most of the opinion from the pundits, whether it's Pro Football Focus, I'm looking at an article on CBS, is that Jaden Daniels will be the number two pick. But I'm also looking right here on CBS. Chris Trapasso believes it should be Drake May. Josh Edwards believes it should be Drake May. He's a very polarizing candidate. Like, there's so much out there on Drake May. Some people love him, say he's got the most upside and that he can be great. Others think that he has potential to be a bust and that he needs a year to develop, shouldn't play in year one.
Yeah, I mean, the people are all over the place with it.
Who was it that we said early on? Yeah, that talked about he was like the best quarterback prospect since life. Who was it? Was it maybe Hasselbeck?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe Hasselbeck.
Hasselbeck loved
Joel Klatt. Klatt was very high on him, or still is.
Yeah.
But then who did we have on the show? Former, space his name, former Steelers RB.
Merrill Hodge.
Merrill Hodge, yeah, he doesn't even want to take him in the first round. Eye of the beholder, people. Eye of the beholder.
I think that we're going to know.
Like, am I the only one who thinks it's going to be May? Because you all think it's going to be Daniels.
Said he thinks it's going
to
be May.
I don't want to put a gun to your head. Who do you want it to? Who do you think it's going to be?
I don't.
I know who you want it to be, but who do you think it's
going to be? No, I think Jaden Daniels is the most explosive, most exciting player in a draft.
You've said that.
I do think there's some smoke to this, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if they took May.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's Daniels
or
May.
I wouldn't be surprised either. His question is, who do you think right now in this moment they're going to pick number two?
I'm telling you, I don't know.
Answer questions? Just guess. Who do you think?
How can I think something?
It's going to be Daniels. You think it's going to be Daniels?
How can I think something if I don't know?
Oh, you're just on the fence. Okay.
I don't know either, I made a pick.
I know. I always have an opinion. I don't know.
None of us know.
I'm going to I don't know.
I think it'll be May, but if May slips and he's and all of a sudden the Patriots are up at three.
You mean if Daniels slips?
No, I'm saying if May. If they take Daniels and May slips to three, I know the Patriots need a quarterback, but then that's when I think there could be some craziness. Yeah. And
you
could,
you
could be a big time.
The Patriots would be sized?
No, they could. I could. I'm just saying I could see a team trading up at that point, offering the
world.
That's
when the Vikings are going to sprint to the phone if May
offering
is not
the world.
Too.
You know, and then maybe the Patriots say, all right, we're good with J.J. McCarthy, but we'll see.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
You know, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Talking about Jaden Daniels and Jaden Daniels versus Drake May, I was just watching some clips during the break, and one of them was Daniel Jeremiah, who favors Drake May over Jaden Daniels. He's a former NFL scout, now with the NFL Network. He thinks Drake May has more upside. Mm-hmm. But I thought he brought up a good point, and this we do not know. It's like a lot of people say a defensive guy like Dan Quinn, who's the head coach, would favor a quarterback like Jaden Daniels because it's a running threat. And defensive guys say that's harder to prepare for, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And Cliff Kingsbury has coached more quarterbacks a la Jaden Daniels versus just a pure drop-back passer if you go through his history, whether it's Kyler Murray or others, right? So people are kind of like putting two and two together saying, well, Cliff Kingsbury would probably want Jaden Daniels. Dan Quinn would probably want Jaden Daniels. I mean, nobody knows, right? But what Jeremiah pointed out, I thought was a great point. He's like, Adam Peters should not be selecting the guy necessarily for your current offensive coordinator. He said, because offensive coordinators come and go. Mm-hmm. I was like, Cliff Kingsbury, get another job. Then a different coordinator comes in,
be
in a totally different system.
He could be out after
He's like, you
got to
draft the best player who you believe is the best player.
The guy who you think will be a franchise cornerstone and will start for you for hopefully 10 years, if not more.
So I don't know. Do you draft the best player or do you best the best fit? Because I guess the conventional wisdom, and they could think otherwise, but the conventional wisdom is Jaden Daniels will be the better fit right now for Kingsbury, Quinn, and this team. And he's more ready right now. And first of all, you don't have to agree. People like Daniel Jeremiah or Joel Klatt, who Jason's brought up, believe that Drake May is the better player. Like that Drake May... Joel, I just watched Klatt was saying the only player who comes even close to Drake May on throwing the football is Caleb Williams. He said that Caleb Williams and Drake May are in a certain class. Jaden Daniels, not even close. Mm-hmm. Not even close. Mm-hmm. Do you draft best talent or best fit?
Best talent.
Best talent.
Best talent.
Because you can make the talent fit, I think, in whatever system you have. I think you take the best talent.
I'm sure, pretty sure if you take Mahomes out of Kansas City and put him in any sort of system, he's going to thrive. I don't think the system matters as much as the guy who's delivering, the trigger man, the guy who's delivering the ball.
I don't know. I think fit matters. I think a lot of talented guys go places, and if the fit's not right, they don't blossom.
All right, so
they need to have the right coaching, the right fit, right philosophy, right everything.
Okay. We can agree to disagree there. But
so you disagree with that?
I would rather take the talent over the guy who fits better than the system.
These guys are all talented. I don't think anybody's
But there's different
not
levels of talent. Like, again, you have to – these guys can be wrong.
You're talking about the difference between arm talent, right? And the quarterback position is now bigger than arm talent. I agree with you. I don't think Jaden Daniels' arm – hell, I didn't think Caleb Williams – now, it was just a pro day. His arm didn't blow me away at his pro day. Drake May, I think, probably does have a better arm than those guys.
But it's not like Drake May can't run, so he can do other things.
He
can do other things. I mean, he's not as fast as Daniels, but he can run.
I'm not slighting him. Yeah. I'm giving him positives.
All right, but hold on. So back to the original question or debate. If you believe, as a Commander fan, 800-636-1067, if you believe Daniels doesn't want to be here, and who knows if that's true or not, do you still want him?
Yes. It shouldn't matter whether he wants to be here or not.
Okay, I'm just throwing it out to the fans.
Unless he comes in and is going to be a complete dog and not play for your team and sabotage his own career, which would seem insane to me. It's also insane that isn't the agent's job to get you drafted as highly as possible? Like, you shouldn't be angling to be picked third or fourth.
Unless,
just because you don't like a team. You should be angling to be picked
unless it's coming from the player.
Unless it's what?
Unless it's coming from the player. Unless the player's telling the agent, hey, help me get to Oakland, or help me get to, right? Or Oakland, Vegas, whatever.
Right.
But what has the agent done? He had a little emoji, which I what was the emoji
but why
even?
Are people, at some point you have to say, why is everyone kind of saying this same sort of theme, that there's something.
Who's everybody?
Seems to be a common theme over
no,
the last
really,
few weeks.
Really, I just saw an emoji. Where no, else, what else do you got?
It's been way before that.
I haven't seen that much online, and I see a ton.
You don't hear any preference for Drake May. Hell, you don't even hear a preference. I mean, Caleb, everyone assumes he's going to go one. I assume he will, too. You don't hear a preference for Penix or JJ. The only that you're hearing that there may be a preference from is from
Jaden
Daniels'
speaking
camp.
Speaking of preferences, I prefer not hearing so much from an agent leading up to the draft. Like, I don't even know who Drake May's agent is. I don't know who JJ McCarthy's agent is. But I know, is it Ron Butler? I think that's Jaden Daniels' agent's name. For some reason, I know his stupid agent's name.
So you think he's just interjecting himself?
Yeah,
but again, you bring up the point that it's self-sabotage. Like, the last thing an agent would want to do, unless it's being directed by the family, would be to sabotage him potentially going number two.
Well, then if Jaden Daniels comes to me and says, I don't really want to go to Washington, I'd say, you need to go where whatever team picks you the highest.
Well, maybe
that's
he's pissed at his agent
high.
Because it makes it look like he doesn't want to be in Washington, but maybe he really does.
Right.
Well, I saw in the interview he did seem complimentary and moderately excited about playing with McLaurin and Dotson. He didn't say beyond that. He said, "Oh, they got some guys."
Well, they got better guys than New England does right now, but you know, New England's, I'm sure they're going to draft some guys. All right, let's take a couple calls. 800-636-1067. If you knew Daniels, we know what most of you already want in terms of which quarterback. We've taken those calls for
and that's Jaden.
Weeks.
People want that.
Most people
set.
Want Daniels. But if you knew he doesn't want to be here, do you still want him?
All right, let's go to Peter in Arlington. Pete. Hey, Pete. What's up, buddy?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's
hey,
up?
EB, you're right. What 24-year-old kid doesn't want to go to Vegas and play for a player's coach like Antonio Pierce? All he's doing is telling his agent, hey, this would be a great fit. And this is just the agent going around saying, hey, by the way, Raiders, if you want to move up to two and take Jaden Daniels, that's where he would love to be. So I actually don't really have a problem with it. Go back a couple of spots, get a little bit extra, take J.J. McCarthy, and I think we're good to go. Or trade the two to San Diego, get Justin Herbert, and have Jim Harbaugh take McCarthy. And then we're all good
that
to go.
That ain't happening. I can promise you that ain't happening.
So, but
there's
you
no
do
chance.
Believe
I'm not
that,
saying it is going to happen, but I would love it.
But you do believe where there's smoke, there's fire. Something's going on.
Yeah, I'm willing to accept that. It's just because he's a 24-year-old kid. They all want to go to Vegas. They all want to play for a player's coach. Everybody wants to play for Antonio.
Well, he also knows him personally.
I just think it's
going to
be. He's got a relationship. I just think it's going to be hard for the Raiders to get up.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think it could be as simple and as innocent as, listen, in a perfect world, I'd love to play for the Raiders. If you can make something happen, great. But if Washington drafts me, of course I'm going to play for Washington.
Yeah.
Because they're going to pay me $20 million.
I mean, I'm sure all of these players have a certain team, whether it's a team they root for, grew up watching.
You know what they asked him what his favorite team was?
And
he said the Niners.
He's from California.
I know they're not going to take me. He said the chances are slim because they've got a quarterback.
Right.
I told you he was obsessed, and his dad was obsessed with Joe Montana on the last drive. They would watch it over and over and over again.
Yeah. I'm not surprised by that.
And the John Candy. Look, there's John Candy. That whole thing.
I just think it's going to be very difficult for a team like the Raiders to move up to two.
By the way, the agent, he put out the thinking face emoji.
Mm-hmm. Vikings different
story. And he liked a couple of posts. The biggest post was that he liked was, how many companies do this, puts them around their peers, bring players from the team along and see how they interact? Who the F cares how they interact with players they will never play with? This doesn't make sense to me. He didn't write that post. He liked it.
Okay, but that's endorsing it. I don't care what anybody says.
Okay.
When you like
so
something,
he criticized the process, but he didn't say.
Generally.
Didn't say he didn't want to go to Washington. He probably just thought Washington should treat him special, like the Vikings brought him in the next day, right? The Vikings did a one-on-one visit.
It's an ego thing,
him.
I'm sure, with him too.
Yes.
I mean, if he truly thought the Commanders were, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
If he truly thought the Commanders really wanted him, and that was the clear-cut number two pick, why are you inviting all these guys to play golf with me? You know, you don't need
that. You know why? Cloak and dagger, subterfuge by Adam Peters.
No, I understand.
Keeps people off the scent.
I understand why.
But to what end? Why do you need to do that?
You might be able to.
If you're resolute on taking him,
because you might be able to orchestrate.
I'm just saying. Look, I think the agent's kind of a donk. I just looked at who he has. He doesn't have anybody. He's never had anybody like Jaden Daniels. I think he's got Levante David. He's been doing it for a while.
I agree with you. I think the agent is a donk.
He probably shouldn't have done it. That said, I don't think he has said we don't want to go to Washington. And I don't think Jaden Daniels said that.
Because I don't
think making a mountain out of a molehill for liking a couple posts because he's just a donk on Twitter.
But hold on.
Because he's probably not as well connected as other agents.
If Washington is his number one choice, I know for a fact he ain't going to say Washington's his number one choice.
Okay.
But who cares?
It could be as innocent as that, though.
Doesn't have a choice.
Right.
Unless he's gonna say, you know what? I hate the Commanders so much that I'm just not going to play football. If they pick him, he's going to come here. And he's going to take the money they give him, and he's going to play.
He's going to play.
He's going to start for them.
Yeah, we all know that.
That's what's going to happen. You don't have a choice here.
I guess my question was just different because based on what we're hearing. I mean, as a fan, do you want a kid here who you think doesn't want to be here?
If he's the best player, I would say yes, because then I can win him over. Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's go.
To answer your question, yes, Jason, would you? If he's the best player.
Yes, I would want the best player.
Because he's going to get over it.
Yes. No, right. I need to see my personal dynamic.
And Dan Quinn, apparently. Everybody loves Dan Quinn. So if you can't get along with Dan Quinn as a player, then
that's on you.
It might be on Jaden Daniels.
Yes. By the way, again, not confirmed, but I did see from somebody else on Twitter that says Dan Quinn and Peters picked up Jaden Daniels, not the other guys.
Well, that's rumor. We can't.
I don't know.
That.
I refuse to believe that. I'm not going down that.
The further we get away from that,
picture proof. I need
video. The further we get away from that, it's absurd that they would let all the other guys grab an Uber and then Quinn and Peters are personally going to pick up Jaden.
Yeah, especially when you're trying to be secretive about who you like.
You're not going to show that sort of preferential.
It makes zero sense. If they did that, it makes zero sense.
It was from, I think it was a psychologist kind of postulating why they would do it. That they maybe, he was theorizing they did that and then sprung the Topgolf thing on him to then see the interaction and see all that stuff and had a whole breakdown of studying the psychology.
Are they that sort of devious? I don't know. Maybe.
Again, Thursday cannot arrive fast enough. The fact that we're talking about this in such detail makes that crystal clear.
You know what? It's kind of fun.
It's actually maddening.
Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up?
I don't think anybody's actually talking about the fact that if Daniels comes off as a prima donna and drops out of the top five, he can be costing himself like $5 or $6 million. And if that's the case, I'd be looking at my agent like, what are you doing, dude?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the real dollars and cents here is, you know, about 6.9 to 9.9 for the second pick. And then for the fifth pick, it's 4.2 to 4.4. I want it as much as I can get up front and keep it moving. I don't care where the heck I go. So that's crazy for the emojis. that the freaking agent's doing, especially when he doesn't even have a stable of veterans or NFL players to really look and say, look what I did for these guys, you know?
I think he has Levante David, who's a good player, but I looked at his list. It was mostly, you know, average guys. Mm. Jaden Daniels is by far his top guy.
Yeah.
Does anybody here, I'm not going to say who, okay, want to read the scouts' take they have on Jaden?
You don't want to say what scout?
I don't want to say who has it.
Oh.
Of course.
Huh?
Which scout?
All right, I'll tell you during a break. I'll talk to you during a break.
I've seen scouts' takes.
You're teasing us.
In other words, somebody here has a text message.
It's a commander scout?
No, somebody here has a text message.
Someone here as in?
Yes. And it's a scout's take.
Yeah.
I think it's we could read it anonymously, couldn't we?
Sure. You're teasing me a little
bit.
Give it to me. I'll read it anonymously.
What you're talking about. Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
I have
about.
No idea. Case, yeah. Do you know what he's talking about?
I think I know who he's talking about.
All right.
Whose phone
here,
it's on.
Here, oh. Everybody put their hand on the table, hand me their phones, and I'll read the scout's take.
All right.
On Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, obviously,
good luck.
I've killed it because I said I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, we'll take a break.
You know what I'm saying?
And we'll come back and do that. Yes.
Like phone roulette.
I thought you were saying like commander scout. He's
NFL scout.
Yes.
We have an NFL scout. Say, I don't know why we haven't read it anonymously.
All right, we can do that. We'll do that next here on the Junkies.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's funny because I think about stuff, you know, believe it or not, I do think about the show when I leave here at 10 o'clock. And there's been several times where I've been driving back going, why haven't we read this take that we have from a current NFL executive? Like literally, he's been a director of college scouting, mm-hmm. current NFL scout hired. There's an NFL team that employs him right now. He's very high up in the organization. Right? He's a scout, and he's been in the mix for, like, GM jobs.
He's got real personnel chops.
Like, this is not, like, a friend of a friend of a friend. This is from the horse's mouth right here.
Right.
Okay? Okay. What do you here's the question. You still love Drake May? Do you still love Drake May? The Commanders, fans think they're going to take Jaden. Here's the answer from the NFL executive. Like them both. Think Drake has a chance to be the best of them all. Question. What's the drawback on Jaden that makes you wary? 1, frame plus the way he runs. We talked about that. Everybody talks about that. That's a standard sort of NFL thought. Mm-hmm. 2, Arizona State days. And then he puts in parentheses, guess was immaturity. Wasn't spoken of highly. And teammates raided his locker room on video when he was transferred. We've talked about that video before. Okay. So I don't know. Take that for whatever it is. 3, this is not my opinion. This is from an NFL current NFL executive hired by an NFL team, makes decisions about players to draft.
Mm-hmm.
3, mom is a piece of work.
Ooh.
Think LBJ mom antics, LeBron James mom antics. I don't know anything about that. I have no idea what he's talking about.
I would think that would be less of a concern at the pro level, maybe certainly at the high school level, but
I have no
college
idea what
level,
that means. Okay.
Pro level, I wouldn't really worry.
Yeah, and
about
it
that.
Really hasn't hurt LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron James worked out pretty good. And then 4, he says, I think May is a high level processor. He doesn't say Jaden isn't, but this scout
he dislikes May better.
May.
Right.
So he likes them both, though. He prefaces it by saying, I like them both. But when asked specifically what are his drawbacks on Jaden, that's what this NFL executive said.
Here's the interesting
Take
thing
it for whatever it's worth.
About Drake May in particular. I think Jaden Daniels tends to be less polarizing for whatever reason.
Who?
Jaden Daniels tends to be less polarizing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's such a difference of opinion when it comes to Drake May. Like, I saw Chase Daniel, his breakdown, and he doesn't like Drake May at all. Like, we were talking about when Merrill Hodge came on this show, he doesn't like Drake May very much. And they're all watching kind of the same film. So you take somebody like Joel Klatt, who played high-level quarterback, was in NFL camps, okay? Wasn't a star in the league, didn't even make the league, but he played college football starter, was in camps. He thinks that Drake May is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Then you have to take Chase Daniel, who played in the league. He thinks Drake May's footwork is terrible and, you know, can nitpick all these different things. Meanwhile, Joel Klatt says, you're nitpicking, watch the throws.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't know what Adam Peters is thinking. And we don't know what Adam Peters' approach is going to be. Like, Adam Peters may be like Daniel Jeremiah, who's a former NFL scout, who thinks that Drake May is just the better talent. And you should take the better talent. But Daniel Jeremiah also said, I think that the Commanders, though, are going to take Jaden Daniels because he's a better fit right now for this coaching staff. Mm-hmm. We don't know. They might also have the opinion that Jaden Daniels is the better talent. We don't know.
Right. He could be the better talent and the better fit.
We'll know on Thursday at 8:20.
And they're probably not going to go into depth.
Is that
like,
too early?
They're going to take him, about right. But they're not going to probably explain why they took him over Drake May or Michael Penix or any of the other guys. They're going to say, we thought he was the best guy.
Right.
All right, let's go to Rod in Landover. Hey, Rod, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm going to tell you right now that the guy that wrote that, man, he's from the Raiders camp, man. That's why he wrote that, hoping that the Commanders don't pick Jaden Daniels.
Oh, okay.
Look, that's who wrote that. But look, I'm going to say this. I'm taking Jaden Daniels, man. I'm taking Jaden Daniels. Things can change. I'm sure guys get drafted by people they don't want to get drafted by in the beginning a whole lot of times. But I'm taking Jaden Daniels, grabbing a tackle, and I'm grabbing a receiver. That's what I'm doing.
I'm curious. I'm curious if both Jaden Daniels and Drake May live up to their full potential, and the comps are Lamar Jackson light, I would say. I don't think that they think he can fully be Lamar Jackson in terms of the athleticism.
The head coach that was interviewed anonymously
he thinks
better thrower than Lamar
better
at this
thrower.
Point.
Okay, but let's say full potential Lamar Jackson for Jaden, full potential for Drake May, Josh Allen. What's your preference?
Well, when I look at Lamar Jackson, I look at a guy that pretty much puts a team on his back. And they in the playoffs every year.
And Josh Allen doesn't?
I look at Josh Allen. Well, we're going to see a lot about Josh Allen since he lost a couple of receivers. To me, Lamar Jackson hasn't had the receiving talent that Josh Allen has had. I don't know. They're both good. They're both good. I would still take Jaden Daniels for right now. Because, again, with this coaching staff, the way he pushed the ball down the field, the way he run, you know, the receivers that we have, assuming that we draft the guy, because I'm sorry, I'm not sold on Dotson like that, but assuming we draft the guy to go with Terry McLaurin, I just like the way he pushed the ball down the field, the way he's able to get out of the pocket, able to run, you know, and I think personally the fan base will prefer a guy like that.
I agree.
Over Drake May.
Yeah. I agree with that. And look, you couldn't go wrong with either. If both of them live to their full potential, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, they're both great players. I think both have put their teams on their back, and both can't get past Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. That's the only thing.
But I will say this.
You'll take that kind of talent level, get into the playoffs pretty much every year. Yeah.
If they draft Drake May, and it may be the right pick, I have no idea, it will be a boring pick for me. It's not nearly as exciting as the Jaden Daniels, especially if his ass sits for a year, which might be the right move. I'm not against it. But if they do, it's going to be. This is what I'm going to do when they draft Drake May. I'm going to go.
That's what I would do if they drafted J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, a lot of that. I would do that 100 times if they drafted McCarthy at number two.
That doesn't
if
mean
they
I...
drafted Michael Penix, like, that'd be the complete wild card because four guys were at Top Golf.
Well, that's a trade down.
Then I would go.
They're not.
Wow. I say, you don't they're do not. That there, too. But they said they're not going to – they said they're very comfortable, too. I actually believe them.
Because I do believe there's some scouts that say Michael Penix is the best thrower of the football.
He might be the best one. He might end up having the best – he's going to have the least amount of pressure on him, right? Being a second round pick or whatever, in all likelihood.
Oh yeah.
Or later first round pick.
Oh, he's but they're not taking him, and they're not taking McCarthy. They're taking one of the other two guys.
I think so.
And I know that you won't be excited for May, but if you have the best player
then
in the end,
great. Then it'll be great.
Then that works out.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I admit that. I just want that RG3 hype that we had.
I know you.
2012.
Well,
was
if Daniels
insane.
Gets drafted, the city will go crazy. Because they're going to be excited.
Yeah,
I don't know if it'll be at the RG3 level, but it'll be.
She might
cool.
be scared every time it gets popped.
He's a better RG3.
Well, that's.
He's a better RG. I know you're saying that's easy to do, but like in 2012, RG3 was a phenom.
Yep.
Phenom.
That's undeniable.
Now, who knows what's going to happen?
We'll see.
What would have happened with him?
All right, we got Ari Shaffir, comedian, joining us coming up at 9:20. Also, some Aerosmith tickets to give away in the next hour, but we'll come back, open up EB's entertainment page next here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.